Now he goes on to say, verse 3, but the Lord is faithful. And that's so wonderful. I find out I've let him down on several occasions, but he never let me down. He's faithful. He's always faithful. The Lord is faithful, who shall establish you and keep you from evil. And my friend, this is something that I believe that many of us that are professing Christians that we ought to hold to tenaciously is this little verse here. The Lord's faithful. He'll establish you. And today, Christians need to be established. Right now, the home is in disarray. The church is in disarray. And the lives of believers are in disarray. We need to be established. How can you be established? By coming to the Word of God and let it have its influence in your life. And only the Word of God will keep you from evil. Someone has said the Bible will keep you from sin, or sin will keep you from the Bible. Now, verse 4. And we have confidence in the Lord touching you, that ye both do and will do the things which we command you. Now, friends, Christians are commanded to do certain things. And there are commandments for Christians. We saw that in the first epistle. In chapter 5 there were 22 commandments. Don't stop with 10. Let's get 22 of them there. And these are things that believers are to do. Now, the Lord Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. These are his commandments. Now, Paul had confidence in the Lord touching them, that he'd committed them to the Lord, that they would both do and will do the things which we command you. That is, this church that had a wonderful testimony would continue to maintain that testimony. Now he says, and the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the patient waiting for Christ. Now, the believer is to walk in the love of God and in a patient waiting for the coming of Christ. And friends, if you are walking today in the love of God, in the sunshine of his love, where the love of God's shed abroad in your heart, you know he loves you, and he does, and that you can manifest that love by the power of the Spirit, because only the Spirit of God can make God's love real to us, and the fruit of the Spirit is love, and it manifests itself. You can't naturally love every Tom, Dick, and Harry, and I'm of the opinion we're not supposed to. Paul had said to the Philippians that our love today is to be in judgment, and therefore we are to be very careful about our love for those round about us. There are those that would hurt us if we're not careful, and we better be careful if we open our arms to some. They'll stab us in the back. Now, and in a patient waiting for the coming of Christ. Now, this is not a doctrine that you argue about whether you're premillennial, you're pre-trib, post-trib, amillennial. It's today in the patient waiting for the coming of Christ. And that's a nice place to be, by the way. Oh, these are such lovely verses. Every one of them is a wonderful verse. And they're so wonderful that can be said of these, as it was said, I think of the writing of Shelley, that every word, if you would cut it, it would bleed. How true that is here. Now, notice verse 6. Now we command you, brethren. Paul doesn't beat around the bush. Now we command you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition or the doctrine which he received of us. Now, the believer is not to walk with the disorderly. This idea today that, oh, I must go over, and in fact, we had a few here in Southern California a few years ago that said that they should go in the bar rooms and witness and sit down with the drunkard, and even some said you ought to have a can of beer with him and that sort of thing. And I happen to know of a young lady that became an alcoholic by following that type of thing. God says you're to let the disorderly alone. You can witness to them without going into a bar room and sitting down. You don't have to congregate with them in their evil doings. God makes that very clear here, that we are not to follow. Know how ye ought to follow us, for we behave not ourselves disorderly among you. Well, birds of a feather flock together. My friend, if that's the kind of crowd you're going to run with, that's the kind of person that you are. And we need to be very careful today about the company that we keep and about the folk that we associate with. It's very important.